Chris Knapp, the names of kickers at Auburn come to mind very quickly. They're Del Greco, Von Weil, and, of course, Knapp comes to mind. I got to ask Chris, because we were talking about this earlier. Of course, was there in Auburn during the Dye heyday, 83 through 87. And one of the games that you were talking about was that McGinney game when Alabama came in as with a losing record and still won the ball game, but still finished with a losing record. It was 17-15. McGinney missed some opportunities in that game. And he went on to actually quit playing football at Auburn. Tell us about that, you know, what it was like. You were a kicker. You were on the squad then when he was there. What it was like being around him after, you know, like that and missing the opportunity and then his career path after that.
It was tough. Robert was somewhat of a loner. He was more of the traditional stereotype people have as kickers. He was a surfer in high school from somewhere in Florida. And, you know, what people forget is he won a ball game for us earlier that year over in Starkville. We beat Mississippi State. I don't remember the score, but it came down to a fairly long, I think 35, 40-yard field goal, last play of the game to win it. And he was promised a scholarship at that point. I think after the Alabama game, when he missed a fairly short field goal, the scholarship wasn't available anymore, so
he got lost.
He decided to pursue some other options. I think it was probably the best situation. It's a tough situation. Unfortunately, fans take this game. I think I heard y'all say earlier, the players typically, you know, they leave it on the field and then they shake hands and they walk off the field and you know, they're certainly disappointed if they lose, but they respect the competitor and it's a fairly positive rivalry on the field. The fans, you know, they don't tend to always have that same class. And Robert, it was difficult for Robert. I mean, people said things to him that, you know, you wouldn't want your son to have said to him if he missed a kick. And it was probably best that he did leave, but it bit us because certainly he made a big field goal in the Florida game in 86 and, you know, ultimately played a large part in beating us that year.
That's something. What goes around comes around, I guess, huh? That's always one of my favorite stories about McGinney.
Yeah. And now, Chris, in your day, I'm going to put that because you're all of 2 years older than I am, but were kickers generally given scholarships on college football teams?
It wasn't as common as it is today. When I went to Auburn, as my understanding, my first year I backed up Al Del Greco, and my understanding is he was the first kicker that out of high school they had given a scholarship. Now, that may be wrong. I was a Georgia fan growing up, so I didn't follow Auburn football. As I was there, they typically would sign one guy. They'd have one guy that they signed out of high school throughout my career there, and that's kind of carried over. Now, it's a little tougher today because you kick off the ground in college, and you kick off a block in high school. So it makes it tough to
know who's going to be able
to perform. Yeah, so.
How do you like it? Do you like the rule of them going to the ground? Or
you know, I think kickers have gotten so good that it's just a case of as they get better, you got to keep doing things to make it harder. The other thing, they narrowed the goalposts. When I was there, the goalposts were wider. So, you know, they back up the kickoffs so that you get returns. So it's just, you know, they're reacting to the quality of the guys that are out there now. But I'm sure the pros like it because now they can judge kickers a little better while they're in college.
Who's going to make who to give the big bucks to?
There you go.